All Election Day long, 90 of Damian Radcliffe's students scanned tweets, Facebook posts, and other reports of voter problems along the West Coast. Radcliffe shares some highlights.
One of the most dramatic, traumatic things that happened was a live shooter incident in Los Angeles. At least one polling station was put on lockdown. We heard that a mobile voting unit had been dispatched because a polling station had a power outage. It turned out that a dump truck had driven into a power generator, and a tweet complained that a polling station in Koreatown in Los Angeles said there are five officials here and not one of them speaks Korean.
Electionland partners included 13 journalism schools, NPR, Gannett Newspapers, and ProPublica. Radcliffe expects a formal debrief soon, but isn't sure when.
I think we're still recovering, actually, from the election.
Future Electionland projects may include Donald Trump's inauguration or the midterm elections in 2018. Brian Bull, KLCC News.